Once again, it's a privilege to see everyone this morning, even though with the very harsh and cold weather that we're in. But it's hopefully it's very warm for you this morning inside of our the Lord's house. Our reading this week picks up with Jesus on his journey through the region of Galilee. He is returning from the other side of the lake. He had just cured a man possessed by demons. Healed by Jesus, and now he is back amongst his people of Galilee. A very familiar area to Jesus. So he was really in his comfort zone once he came back from the other side. But Jesus was also approached by Jairus, a prominent leader of the synagogue. And then by a woman who was regarded as an outcast. In these days, as it was in those days, in the way of the world, we would expect Jesus to respond firstly to the important man, like Jairus, and then the woman. But that wasn't the case in our reading, as we read from the book of Mark. The woman in this passage of Mark's story is said to have been suffering from severe bleeding for 12 years and became sick. She is regarded as a society of Jesus' time as an outcast. She had spent all her money on every sort of physician or doctors, but for 12 years no one has been able to help her. So at this stage of this woman's life, she is very much desperate. Both the woman and Jairus are desperate for help. But yet these two characters in this passage seek Jesus' help in two different ways. For the leader of the synagogue, who was no doubt a prominent figure in the society of Jesus' time, saw Jesus and then himself, threw himself down at his feet. Jairus, an elected ruler of the local synagogue, his role was to supervise worship, running a weekly school, and caring for the building. But here, and many synagogue rulers had close ties to the Pharisees. It is likely that some synagogue rulers had been pressured not to support Jesus. For Jairus to bow before Jesus was a significant act of respect and worship. For one man to prostrate himself before another was a sign of absolute submissiveness. For Jairus, it was a total submission and offering of oneself to Christ. How often do we submit ourselves to God, rendering ourselves as unworthy before God? Not often enough. The more we submit ourselves before God, the closer our relationship with God becomes. To fall at the feet of Jesus. The closer our relationship with God, the more our faith will grow. Faith reveals the power and total authority of God. For the woman in this passage, it is thought to be that this woman may have been of a woman of high standing before she became ill. In the time of Jesus' period, only the elite could afford to pay a physician or a doctor. But as we all know, illness and sickness knows no barriers, especially social ranking in society. We are all souls living in bodies, and the sick among us are those who are more aware of that fact than most. The woman here didn't approach Jesus like Jairus. She is so desperate she cannot wait to be healed. So she goes and grabs it from the one she can see who is offering a way to wholeness. The woman took it upon herself to take action. How important is it is waiting in today's society? And what does it mean for you to wait upon the Lord? The woman cannot approach Jesus the way Jairus did. She can only do it by touching his robe in faith and despair. Even though she knew that her bleeding could cause Jesus to be unclean under the Jewish law, if she touched him, still the woman reached out by faith. The woman reached out by faith and touched the hem of his robe. The powerful feeling sweeps over her. She knows she has been healed. Sometimes we feel that our problems will keep us from God, that our problems in our lives become too big that we can't see God. But he's always ready to help. We should never allow our fears to approach God. Jesus was not angry with this woman for judging him. But he stopped and asked who did it so that to teach her something about her faith. Although Jesus was healed because he touched her, Jesus said her faith caused the cure. Genuine faith involves action. Faith that isn't put into action is not faith at all. This touch was significant. It was a heartfelt touch, Jesus says, as she responds. And Jesus' answer, once she was made known to Jesus, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Jesus calls her daughter. He heals her body. He's also healing her broken relationships. He has healed her family. And most importantly, he has healed her spirituality. Go in faith. However, the touch is over and it seems too late for Jairus' daughter. She's now dead. "Don't bother the teacher. He's too busy." So God is never too busy for us. But a lot of the times, it seems we are too busy for God. Jesus continues to Jairus' house. Talitha kum, in Aramaic, one of the original languages in Palestine. And it is thought that the apostles or the disciples would have spoken Aramaic as well as Hebrew and Greek. "Little girl, get up." A demonstration of great power and also showing tremendous compassion. Jesus' power of nature, his power over nature, his power over evil spirits and even death. For a demon-possessed man who lived amongst tombs, for a deceased woman and the family of a dead girl, the rabbis of the day considered such people unclean and were outcasts of the community. Jesus reached out and helped everyone in need. Faith reveals the power and the total authority of God. If we have faith in Christ, faith in Jesus, no doubt we will be revealed his power and his authority through our journey, our spiritual journey. Faith requires action. There's been a notice for our meeting for the 11th of July. Just keep that in mind. Faith requires action. Without action, that is not faith. Just in the week just past, I had the privilege of leading a service of one of our parishioners, Ewan Allen Cameron, family, prominent figures within our church. And I've only been here 5 months, going on to 6 months. To have the privilege and the honor of meeting and greeting a lot of the elderly folks who are not only here within our church, but also those who are unable to be here because of sickness, because of age. But if there's anything that I would describe Ellen, Ewan, it's his faith. He really looked forward to the time that would come along with our pastoral team and bring him that communion, bring him a service. God fearing him. I believe in my heart that Crossway Church, Masterton, is a God fearing church. A church that is full of faith and would definitely put action into words, words into action. To reveal that faith, to reveal God's power, to reveal God's authority in whatever we do. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen.